Hey, it's Dr. Gurr with another psychological podcast. And today's podcast is one of my little informative shows. It's not a big production model, just some information that I think might be helpful to parents of children who have ADHD or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. You know, if you have a child who has ADHD and medication is something you've considered, what we've really lacked over the years is longitudinal data to suggest whether the use of medication has been beneficial to children in the long run, up until recently. So today I'm going to discuss a couple of studies that came out of the Mayo Clinic. And the Mayo Clinic has really maintained comprehensive medical records since 1935. And researchers had access to all of this data. And today's study that I'm going to talk about is an 18-year study performed by the researchers at the Mayo Clinic that found that treatment with prescription stimulants is actually associated with improved long-term academic success. So it's not just the, well, we're going to keep the kid quiet and he'll be able to focus and attend for a while. The data suggests that if, in fact, children are given medication if they need it, and there are nearly, probably according to data that we have, 2 million children, or 3 to 5% of the population who have ADHD. And this disorder impairs their ability to focus, control their behavior, and concentrate. That if that population is accurately diagnosed and accurately medicated, that the use of stimulant-based medications, regardless of maternal age and socioeconomic background, they do better in school. So this particular study had 5,000 children in it. And according to the research, these children had been taking medication in elementary school for almost 3 years. The average was about 30.4 months. And the results said that girls and boys who had untreated ADHD were equally vulnerable to poor school outcomes. By age 13, on average, the stimulant dose was moderately correlated with improved reading and achievement scores. In other words, those children who took medication had better reading achievement test scores. Also, those who received stimulants and received it for a while were found to be absent less from school. And children who had ADHD who were treated were 1.8 times less likely to be retained. So in other words, the children who didn't get the medication had a higher possibility of being retained in school. So really, what does this all mean? It means that the data that we had before indicated that there was short-term academic progress with medication. Now we have some strong data to suggest that there are long-term outcomes. And so the data would suggest that if you're taking the medication, if you have the proper diagnosis, that you'll do better in school, stay in school longer, and gain the academic skills that you need to be successful in general life. So this is good information for those people who are willing to try medication for their children who have ADHD. I just think it's important to keep this into the mix because we've had data in the past that suggested when you do not properly medicate children with ADHD, there's a higher possibility of them getting in trouble with the law, being involved with drugs and alcohol, and obviously now having more long-term school academic problems. So I hope this has been helpful. Until next time, this has been Dr. Gurr, and you can see more about me at my website at www.drsgurr.com.